For more insight now on the situation between the U.S. and Iran and what might come next, we're joined by former U.S. Ambassador Nicholas Burns, professor at the Harvard Kennedy School. He joins us by Skype. Good morning, Ambassador, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So based on what we've learned about the Iranian retaliation so far, do you expect Iran to take further action? And what do you think the U.S. military response, if any, might be?
Well, it does not appear that Iran is going to retaliate further. This appears to be designed as a single act of retaliation. The Iranian foreign minister, Javad Zarif, essentially said so. He said, "We don't seek escalation," those were his words, "or war, but we'll defend ourselves against any further aggression." Iran knows that the United States is far stronger militarily. They don't want to risk this authoritarian regime a wider war with the U.S., but I think the Iranians felt they had to strike back. Now I think it's up to President Trump to decide what to do. He's going to address the nation. It's always difficult to know what President Trump will do in a situation like this, but I think it's likely he'll at least be advised by the military and the State Department not to respond further. The president can say that that the United States took decisive action in killing General Soleimani. The president will certainly criticize, as he should, the Iranian attacks last evening in Iraq and on American forces. Fortunately, there were no casualties. He can warn Iran of further retaliation, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for the United States to retaliate further. That risks a wider war, and that's not in the U.S. interest.
We should point out that the president is expected to address the nation sometime after 9 o'clock this morning, and WBUR will have live coverage. All he's said so far in a tweet is "all is well." So let me ask you this. What do you think U.S. diplomats are likely doing right now to prevent escalation?
Well, I think the key thing here is really to convince the president to give the American people and the Congress a very specific sense of what the plan is. What is the president trying to achieve with the attack, the assassination of General Soleimani, and whether we should respond now? And I think the essential set of choices is this. Are we trying to contain Iran, or are we trying to defeat Iran in a wider war? I think the majority of American military and diplomatic leaders want to follow a policy of containing Iran. Iran is a threat to the United States. It did attack American forces. It also attacked our embassy, Iranian proxies, just at the end of December. And so I think containing Iran makes sense. That's been the policy for many decades. A wider war is not in the interest of the United States because we would risk, of course, a tremendous number of casualties. We'd risk our position in the Middle East. We do not have a lot of support right now from our European allies. Our Arab partners have been silent throughout this conflict. They've not been demonstrably supportive of the U.S. I think that's the best choice for the president. I hope he makes it this morning.
A lot of people are looking at the White House wondering what it's going to do next. Do you think that the White House, this administration, has laid out anything close to a strategy or a clear strategy as to what it intends to do about Iran beyond the assassination of Soleimani?
I don't think the president has done that. I think he needs to do that now. In a situation like this, if you think back to all of our former presidents, they would spell out for the American people, what are our interests in Iraq right now and in Iran as well, and in Syria, in the wider Middle East? What are we trying to accomplish and how do we do that? The president has done nothing like that. We've had a series of tweets. They've been circumspect. They've been hard to decipher. And he needs to speak clearly this morning because, frankly, the Congress is going to demand an explanation like that. There'll be congressional hearings. We are a democracy. The American people deserve to know what their government is doing. And we need to establish clarity about what the United States is trying to do. Our larger interests would point towards the United States focusing first and foremost on the threats from China and Russia, not from the Middle East. And so it makes sense for the president to stop where he is right now if the Iranians don't intend to respond further.
Former U.S. Ambassador Nicholas Burns, professor at the Harvard Kennedy School, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR this morning.
Thanks very much, Bob.